Welcome to Triangle Capital Corporation's supplemental earnings podcast for the quarter ended September 30, 2017. The purpose of this podcast is to provide investors with easy access to important publicly available financial information regarding our results for the quarter. We hope you will find this information and its audio presentation useful. In addition to this podcast, we hope you will reference our quarterly earnings press release, which is available on our website at www.tcap.com. And we also hope you will participate in our quarterly earnings call scheduled for Thursday, November 2nd, 2017 at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Please note that the safe harbor statement made at the beginning of our earnings call also applies to this pre-recorded segment of our earnings call. During the third quarter, we generated total investment income of approximately $29.9 million compared to total investment income of $31.2 million during the second quarter of 2017. The decline in our quarter-over-quarter total investment income was primarily related to a $2.1 million increase in unrecognized investment income related to non-accrual assets, partially offset by a $600,000 increase in quarter-over-quarter non-recurring dividend and fee income from portfolio companies. Non-recurring dividend and fee income was $2.1 million in the third quarter of 2017, as compared to $1.5 million during the prior quarter. During the third quarter, interest expense and other financing fees totaled $7.4 million, as compared to $7.1 million during the second quarter of 2017. Compensation expenses totaled $4.3 million for the third quarter of 2017, as compared to $3.6 million during the second quarter of 2017. And general and administrative expenses totaled $1 million during the third quarter versus $1.2 million during the second quarter of 2017. From an efficiency ratio standpoint, with efficiency ratio being defined as total compensation and G&A expenses divided by total investment income, our third quarter efficiency ratio was 17.9%. This compares to 15.2% during the second quarter of this year. Our third quarter annualized compensation and G&A expenses as a percentage of average assets totaled 1.8% as compared to 1.5% during the second quarter. Net investment income for the third quarter was $17.2 million or 36 cents per share. This compares to $19.4 million or 41 cents per share during the second quarter. During the third quarter, we recognized net realized losses on totaling $8.9 million, relating primarily to $16.6 million of losses on the write-off of our investments in DCWV Acquisition Corporation, Waste Recyclers Holdings, LLC, and ACA Holdings, LLC. These write-offs were partially offset by $7.5 million of gains on the sales of our investments in Agilex Flavors and Fragrances, Inc., and CIS Secure Computing. Also during the third quarter, we recorded net unrealized depreciation of $65.8 million across our investment portfolio, of which $55.8 million related to net unrealized depreciation on our non-accrual debt investments during the quarter. As a result of these events, our net decrease in net assets resulting from operations during the third quarter was $57.5 million. On a per-share basis, our net decrease in net assets resulting from operations during the third quarter was $1.20 per share. Our total net assets were $630.4 million as of September 30, 2017, and our net asset value per share at September 30, 2017 was $13.20 as compared to $14.83 as of June 30, 2017. Turning to our investment portfolio, as of September 30, 2017, we had investments in 91 portfolio companies with an aggregate cost of $1.24 billion and total fair value of $1.09 billion. As of September 30, 2017, the weighted average yield on our outstanding debt investments was approximately 11.2%. The weighted average yield on all of our outstanding investments, excluding non-accrual debt investments, was approximately 9.8%. During the 3 months ended September 30, 2017, we made investments totaling $140.5 million, including seven new investments totaling $110.3 million, debt investments in 12 existing portfolio companies totaling $27.6 million, and equity investments in 4 existing portfolio companies totaling $2.6 million. Also during the third quarter, we had 8 portfolio company loans repaid at par totaling $121.2 million, and we received normal principal repayments and partial loan prepayments totaling $10.5 million. As of September 30, 2017, the fair value of our non-accrual assets was $51.2 million, which comprised 4.7% of the total fair value of our investment portfolio, and the cost of our non-accrual assets was $165.7 million, which comprised 13.4% of the total cost of our investment portfolio. During the quarter, we experienced 7 new full non-accrual assets. We moved $15.7 million of debt investments in Cafe Enterprises, Inc., and our $13.2 million debt investment in Eckler's Holdings, Inc., from PIC non-accrual status to full non-accrual status. In addition, we placed $21.3 million of debt investments in CRS Reprocessing, LLC, $12.6 million of debt investments in Frank Entertainment Group, LLC, our $14.3 million debt investment in Frontstream Holdings, LLC, our $23.1 million debt investment in GST Auto Leather, Inc., and our $6.5 million debt investment in Media Storm, LLC, all on full non-accrual status. From a liquidity and capital resources perspective, as of September 30, 2017, our liquidity totals approximately $450 million, consisting of a combination of cash on hand, available bank borrowings, and SBA debentures. This concludes our pre-recorded statement for the period ended September 30, 2017. For information about TCAP's third quarter 2017 results, please see the Investor Relations section of our website. We thank you for your continued interest in Triangle Capital Corporation.